Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hey, BTN News listeners, it's Friday. Sorry we've been away for the past couple of days, but we're back. And we'll get you caught up on the best technology news that has been happening on this 12th of February, 2021. All the best technology news is coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. A little bit longer today, a little bit extra news for you. We all know that Google has kind of done a revamp on their photo imaging editing. So now they're ready to look towards the video side. That's why they've completely overhauled the video editor in Photos for Android and even iOS 2. Now you're going to have a lot more control over the trimming, stabilization. You can also crop and straighten the frame, even tweak the exposure, and even other little adjustments like contrast and saturation. Now on top of video, Google's actually expanding some of its previously Pixel-exclusive photo editing features. That'll be available in the app as well, but there's a catch. It's only going to be available for Google One subscribers. Yep, if you want to take advantage of all those pixely effects, you're going to have to pay up. As for the app itself and video editing, it's already available for iOS users, if you can believe that. Android, though, still in the works, and it looks like it'll be coming in a few weeks, maybe a couple, 3 weeks. Get ready for the Apple time capsule. Yeah, you ready to see some VHS cassettes? Yeah, maybe even an Apple II. Well, it's all part of the new augmented reality app built entirely by the people over there at Apple. Basically, Apple put this thing together for fans of its alternate history drama so they could catch up on, say, the crucial backstory before the second season starts. Yeah, it's basically just all for promotion. Now, in this time capsule, users will progress through a series of character-driven moments, and that will all be centered around augmented reality objects. Now, the bigger question is, will Apple continue this sort of charades in other directions? Well, of course, we've heard those lovely Apple rumors that Apple actually might be hard at work on a mixed reality headset. Of course, that is just what it is, rumors. But given the fact that they've released this now, it definitely does leave the door open for future projects. PlayStation users, did you lose your freaking mind? Yeah, the PlayStation Network was down around the globe yesterday. Now, yes, it only lasted for about an hour, but those hours felt like days to a lot of people. As you can imagine, the internet freaking blew up yesterday. Even platforms such as Fortnite actually had to tweet out saying, PlayStation Network is currently experiencing an outage, we're fully aware. Rocket League even said the same thing, we are aware the PSN is down, and players are unable to connect to Rocket League. Now, like we said, it was only down for about an hour, and it didn't take too long for it to return back to normal. As for what caused the outage, well, that is the mystery. And unfortunately, this being a Friday show, yeah, we probably won't know that until Monday, if ever. This is what happens when you have a global chip shortage. NVIDIA digs in their archives and says, well, what the hell? Let's bring back the RTX 2060 and the GTX 1050 Ti. Yeah, according to the folks over at PC World, NVIDIA is bringing back these two popular graphics cards to deal with the stock shortages that are currently going on around the world. Now, not only does this release have something to do with a chip shortage, it also has to do with given the fact that most people right now can't find a graphics card. And because of this supply and demand, well, the prices went through the roof. Considering like the GTX 1050 Ti cost $139 when it launched in October 2016, well, some third-party sellers were asking even up to $800 for that card recently. NVIDIA is hoping that by releasing the new old stock, it will help bring some of these prices down. We can only hope. And finally, are you tired of greeting people when they come to the front door? Well, just let Alexa do it for you. Actually, you can start doing that now as long as you got a Ring Doorbell Pro. If you got that, Alexa will have the ability to talk to people when they come by your house. The new feature called Alexa Greetings, oh, how appropriately titled, will do all of your greeting for you if you've got a Ring Protect subscription. Yeah, of course, there's a catch. Alexa will even go above and beyond asking your visitors, what do they want? From then, Alexa will probably alert you saying, hey, you got people at your door, you want to let them know you're home, or tell them just leave a video message and you'll get back to them later. And if you're worried about, say, the delivery driver dropping off your packages, Alexa will take care of that for you too, somewhat. She'll at least be able to tell the delivery driver where to leave the package. Have you got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is the place to go to subscribe to, say, the news show, the Mac show, the big show, and heck, even the photo show, too. And while you're over there, you can check out our BTN blog as well for all the latest tech going-ons. If you're on Facebook all the time, well, give us a like over there at British Tech Network. Or if Twitter's your thing, give us a follow there at British Tech. But one thing you should make your thing is joining our BTN community at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of our community today. So what are you waiting for? Hop on over now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Monday. Yep, it's headed into the weekend time. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday. Have an even better weekend ahead. And thank you, as always, for listening.